Hey there. It is 10/10/2020, and definitely time for a random rant. It's been a while. Last time I decided to talk to Anchor, I had, I was dealing with my mom, and she was getting ready to pass away. And at this point, yeah, she has passed away. She died on September the 4th, and due to cancer of the uterus, due to, not being able to get diagnosed soon enough, due to coronavirus, right? The doctors weren't taking in any patients for a while there, and she had started having a period. Anyway, so, yeah. Cancer of the uterus, stage 4, they told her she had roughly 30 days. Turned out it was only 10, and I'm glad that I was aware, and I was able to go be with her and hug her and hold her a couple of times before she passed away. I took all the photo albums and a bunch of her knickknacks in the kitchen. Yeah, I took those knickknacks. Yes, I did. You know, the kitchen towels, things that are my mom. And definitely glad I took all the albums, the family albums. Also, when my mom passed away, unfortunately, you know, I had to learn how to deal with the few things that you got to deal with after somebody passes away, including, you know, dealing with the funeral home and everything. She was buried, and I did manage to get in an obituary, and I managed to put it in the paper. But at this point in time, there's still some loose ends that need to be tied up. In particular, just the apartment needs to be emptied. She died of cancer of the uterus, and it was basically due to the fact that it was a side effect from the fact that she took birth control pills, which, you know, hormones. And then afterwards, she took, that medication that some women take for menopause to help the hot flashes. It apparently leads to cancer of the uterus. I just knew that she was 80 years old and started having a period, and that made no sense. So, anyway. And she couldn't get the ability to see the doctor. And so, yeah, my mom's gone. She is gone. And it's now been a month, and I'm just starting to, accept the fact that I can't call her anymore. But thank goodness I saved all the voicemails on my landline. She used to call me every day, and I used to call her every day. And so, yeah, whenever I'm in the mood to pretend that I'm talking to my mom or my mom called or whatever, I can just play the voicemails. And thank goodness I have that. I am really thrilled I saved the voicemails on the answering machine. Okay, so, yeah. All right, so it's 10/10/2020, and my mom has been gone a month. And I'm now accepting the fact that my mom is gone. And it's actually coming up on the anniversary that when my brother passed away a year ago due to mesothelioma, and he was told he had 6 months and only had 3 months. It's been a rough year as far as losing family members. But, now I got to get back to living life, you know, even though we can't still do anything right now because of coronavirus. I am hoping to start being able to just get back to enjoying the fact that I'm above ground, because, you know, as long as I'm above ground, I can't complain, right? Okay, so, all right, so now that I have accepted the fact that my mom has passed away and I've dealt with her burial and doing everything I needed to do after she passed away, it's time to get back to living life. the governor has finally approved to let us hairdressers go back to work. So I have officially, I guess, informed my clients that I am available to give haircuts should they want one. I'm going to be working just Tuesdays only at this point because that's all I can work since we have four hairdressers at the salon and I'm only allowed to do one customer an hour. And, you know, I got to stay 6 feet away from the other hairdresser, and so I got to kind of work my appointments around her appointments as well, the one closest to me. So, Tuesdays only at this point, haircut, and I'm going to be charging $25 because, well, I was charging $20, but now that I'm only allowed to do one person in the course of an hour, whereas I was able to do three haircuts in the course of an hour, but due to the new coronavirus guidelines, I'm only allowed to do one so that I do that extra sanitation before the customer and after the customer and before the next customer. I had to raise my price because I also, you know, the face mask and all the extra sanitizing stuff. So I had to raise my price by $5, but oh well, I think people can handle the extra $5 charge. And Tuesdays only, just went back. And needless to say, you know, unfortunately, even though I am officially available for work, now people, you know, they already got their hair cut or they did it themselves. I got to wait till their hair grows long enough. I did do one person. And I had a lot of hair to cut off on that person. So, yeah, it's going to be slow, you know, getting back in that pool just because the coronavirus situation really has screwed up the workforce. It really has. But I'm hoping eventually before the end of the year that things start to look a little normal. I don't know. I know Halloween is coming and, you know, I am hoping to go out partying and getting in some dancing since it's going to be on a Saturday, a blue full moon, and the clocks get turned back an hour. You know, and really, truly, I need to party. I need to do some dancing. I haven't got to have any fun at all this year, and I'm sure a lot of other people, you know, are ready to go just get out and have some fun. This is just, it's too much. It really is. I'm a healthy person. Why can't I go out and have some fun? We're all going to die, clearly, you know? And I just watched, like I said, my mom die, and I need to go out and have some fun because, yeah, we're all going to go eventually. We need to have some fun before we go. That's just how I feel. Yes, I need some fun. There's no doubt about it. And I'm still, you know, just so upset at the World Health Organization and the Centers for Disease Control because clearly, you know, they keep telling everybody that, you know, they need to not work or stay home, do whatever. You know, they're dictating how we all get to live our life, and yet they refuse, flat out refuse, to enforce, you know, anyone to quarantine after they test positive for the coronavirus. I mean, they do treat it like the flu. They really do. And now, you know, President Trump even got it. And clearly, you know, he was hospitalized, okay, because he is the president. I'm sure that was part of it, but also just to be extra safe. But in the meantime, you know, he went back home after a couple of days, all right? And everybody that has tested positive from the very beginning when they took them off of those cruise ships and started importing them to all the different Navy bases across the United States. And there was only 10 patients. And then it became, you know, now we got 100 cases, 200 cases, whatever. Not one person who has tested positive has been required to factually quarantine in a qualified facility. They just send them home like they have the flu and tell them don't go shopping. And sure enough, you know, they infect everybody they live with. They go shopping at Walmart. And, you know, they're telling you, you can't go to church. You can't go to the bars. You can't go, to work. But you can go to Walmart. You can go to Home Depot. And, you know, you're not going to get the coronavirus there, apparently. I guess. I don't know. But, yeah, this is the CDC and the World Health Organization. You know, if they really were that concerned about people having the coronavirus, it seems that they would enforce quarantine on anyone who tests positive and not let them out until they test negative, because we wouldn't have all these numbers. You know, all you got to do is do the math and realize, yeah, a lot of people got infected all around the world, but that those infections took place solely because not one person was quarantined. They were all sent home to go infect whoever they can. So, yeah, I'm sorry, but they're treating it like the flu. So clearly a lot of us are at that point now where we just don't want to take it serious either. I still don't know anyone who has died from the coronavirus. I don't know. I know one person who got coronavirus, my coworker, and she got it after going to a barbecue where the guy was told he had coronavirus, but, you know, he wasn't feeling bad, so he felt like it was okay to have a barbecue on Father's Day. And then on a Wednesday following Father's Day, my coworker apparently was feeling sick. I wasn't at work, thank God, but she was feeling sick. And then she went to the doctor, and then on Friday they let her know that she tested positive for coronavirus, and they just told her to go home. And the shop was closed, you know, we weren't allowed to work. And she infected every single person in her family. And not one of them, even though they got infected, required hospitalization. They just were, you know, testing positive. And, you know, felt like they had a cold. That's pretty much what they all said. They all felt like they had a cold. But in the meantime, yeah, had they told her to stay at a quarantine facility, she wouldn't have infected everybody in her family. But, yeah, for some reason, even though they're so worried about everybody catching the coronavirus, they're not doing anything in their power to keep people from catching the coronavirus, other than telling them to stay home. Go home. Don't go shopping. Wink, wink. You know, I mean, seriously, do you know of anyone that has been factually quarantined in a qualified facility after getting coronavirus? Just curious. Or were they all just told to stay home? You know? I mean, seriously. It's just me, maybe, but I really feel that if the coronavirus was as dangerous as everybody's making it out to be, they would be a little more concerned about quarantining those who actually test positive for the coronavirus, just to keep it from spreading. Okay, so yeah, I really feel that those who test positive should be quarantined in a qualified facility, but apparently it's just never going to happen. So what else do I got to rant about right now? YouTube. YouTube is causing me grief again. For whatever reason, you know, they're getting, I guess, nitpicking, I guess is the best way to put it. I uploaded a video called Bikini Time Number 52 because, you know, it was 110 degrees out. I needed to get some sun, and I had a new bikini, so I did a little video and uploaded it, and they kept sending me these messages that my thumbnail could not be, it had to be changed, whatever. So they removed my thumbnail because they're censoring basically my thumbnails that shows what the video is, because it shows me in a bikini. That's right, a bikini. Not even a risque bikini. Just a bikini. Just a normal freaking bikini. And, you know, I'm sure if I was Kim Kardashian or you know, J-Lo or any of these other people that, Cardi B, you know, they're all allowed to show their full-on ass in a thong in their thumbnails and in videos. But me, I can't be seen in a bikini because it's too sexual. That's what they're saying. They're saying that I'm trying to entice people into viewing my videos by posting a sexual picture of myself. I'm like, well, it's a bikini, but okay. You know, okay. So even if that were the case, you know, by posting a picture of me in a bikini, well, you know, TMZ and YouTube and even regular TV will show Cardi B, Kim Kardashian, any of them in a complete thong with their full-on ass hanging out, claiming, you know, that they look fabulous or whatever. And sure, they do. What, I mean, I'm not saying they don't look good. What I'm saying is, why is it okay for them to be seen in a bikini or minuscule clothing or minimal clothing, but somebody like me that is not, you know, a celebrity, full-on, you know, just normal person, old broad, okay, I get it. I probably don't look as good in a bikini as the celebrities do, but it's still just a bikini. My butt is completely covered. Okay, and yeah, you see my belly button. Uh-oh. But they're censoring. It's like selective censorship. It seems that if I'm not allowed to be seen in a bikini in a thumbnail and a video and it has to be deemed 18 and over, then all the other celebs that are highlighted and shown doing whatever, they too should be censored. Right? I mean, is it my imagination that, you know, censorship should apply to everybody, not just certain people? I mean, like I said, a bikini. Okay, what the heck is wrong with a bikini? You can see it on the beach, but okay. And, you know, my channel is 18 and over. I mean, I made sure no matter what, there is no kid viewing my channel. So it's up to YouTube, since I have already said all my videos are 18 and over, to protect myself from any, you know, claims that kids are viewing my videos. It's up to YouTube to not let those pictures of me in a bikini be seen by the kids, right? I mean, if I did click 18 and over, so yeah, but they're saying that I can't post any, I guess, thumbnails of me other than from the neck up. I can only show my face. That's all I'm allowed to show. And then I got to wear a mask, right? It's crazy. Selective censorship for sure. Okay, so I guess it's time for me to go ahead and say goodbye for now. I'll definitely be checking in again soon. Thanks for listening, and you know, just enjoy life, huh? Just get out there and have some fun, regardless of how many people are trying to tell you you're not allowed to have any fun. Go out and do something fun. Do something nice. Do something that'll make you smile, or, you know, make somebody else smile.